Signing three executive orders yesterday, President Biden continued to dismantle former President Donald Trump's immigration policies, creating a task force to reunite families separated at the border under Trump, and ordering a broad review of Trump's immigration practices, like making asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their paperwork is processed. All this is in addition to a broad plan Biden unveiled on his first day in office that would carve a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, among other reforms. Let's bring in Ali Noorani. He's president and CEO of the National Immigration Forum. Ali, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We're glad to have you. And I want to start with the president's immigration bill. It aims to create a pathway to citizenship for more than 11 million immigrants who are living in the U.S. illegally, and other reforms, including some to the refugee resettlement process. That's a big proposal to put in front of such a divided Congress. So what do you see as the bill's chances? How practical is it as a day one move?
Well, I mean, I think as a day one move, it was incredibly important because, I mean, if there's anything that President Trump defined his administration on, it was being as anti-immigrant as possible. So I think it was very important for President Biden to make a clean and aggressive break with the Trump administration. And the second thing is that it set forth what the Biden vision is for immigration reform. That was often what was missing with the Obama administration. We were never quite sure, okay, where is President Obama on X, Y, and Z questions? Now, like as you ask, okay, what can actually happen in the House and Senate? Well, the thing is that, you know, immigration reform has a long history of enjoying bipartisan support. On the House side, there are two, if not three, bills passed in the last Congress that can move very quickly. That would be a legislation to address Dreamers or DACA recipients, those with temporary protected status, as well as farm workers. You get those things moving, you're addressing approximately 3 to 4 million folks who are undocumented, and you're showing the country that, you know what, immigration reform is good for the American worker, good for their families, and the world just doesn't fall apart because we as the United States have said we're going to bring people out of the shadows.
You know, what I hear in your analysis there is that the president's kind of operating on parallel tracks. On the one hand, he has sort of this broader vision for immigration reform, but almost before he can do that, he's trying to just sort of get back to square one and undo some of what his predecessor did. So in the bigger picture, I mean, what structural problems do you see in our immigration system, and what would a comprehensive reform look like?
Well, I mean, how much time do we have?
Yeah, right.
I mean, look, the immigration system has not been reformed for decades. It's terribly antiquated. It's a disaster. First of all, the legalization and a past citizenship for the 11 million undocumented. And remember, there are about over 5 million undocumented workers who are part of the essential workforce today, helping us get through COVID-19. Number two, let's think about the future of legal immigration. Now, that was one thing that was missing from the Biden proposal is, you know, they didn't get into, okay, what do the future of work visas look like, family visas, et cetera. And we are pegging that as a nation, we need to increase legal immigration by about 317,000 people per year in order just to maintain the old age dependency ratio. The third piece is looking at our enforcement system and putting in place enforcement measures that are actually based on risk. A border wall is not based on any sort of a risk. Securing and resourcing ports of entry, that's actually based on data because the majority of drugs, guns, and money are smuggled through ports of entry. That's what we should be fortifying. That's what we should be thinking about. And that's just one example out of many in terms of, you know, smart enforcement approaches that we need.
You know, a couple things you just said stand out. One is the reminder that the pandemic has only made the situation more complicated. And as you say that this growth rate that you're projecting, about 317,000, there's more than that already lined up in a backlog because we suspended visa applications last April. And so now there's a backlog of more than 380,000 visa applications waiting for review. I mean, is that a starting point? There's just so much immediate work, it seems, to be done for this administration. What do you focus on first?
That's a great point. And I think the raft of executive orders that President Biden has signed over those first 2 weeks in office have been really important in a lot of different ways. But the one that he did yesterday around legal immigration, I thought was significant because, in essence, starts to chip away at that backlog of 380,000 applications. And those are changes that can be put in place within the administration without having to go through Congress.
So as you mentioned, in the past, there has been some bipartisan support for reforms such as these. But it seems like this spirit of cooperation eroded in Washington in recent years. So do you think that President Biden should just sort of go all in on trying to restore that, or perhaps just forge ahead on a party line vote if he needs to, perhaps by having Senate Democrats blow up the filibuster, let's say?
Well, and this is the thing, I think. Whether it's President Biden or Leader Schumer or Speaker Pelosi, they have more arrows in their legislative quiver at this point. And I think that there's an incredible opportunity for Democrats to engage and bring into their camp Republican voters who were just turned off by the Trump administration's approach to immigration. Or, you know, as you said, Leader Schumer can say, you know what, this filibuster thing is not allowing the country to move forward. So there are a lot of options here, but I do think that it's smart for the Democrats to begin, particularly in the Senate, to try to get to the 60 votes, because there's a history and there's a desire. And I think if they stay focused on issues like the DREAM Act and focusing on farm workers, that we can start to make some progress.
That's Ali Noorani. He's president and CEO of the National Immigration Forum. Ali, thanks.
Thank you.